7. Like the rest of the audience, the Emperor was amazed and appalled. The death of the dwarf had broken the illusion of the play. Something was badly wrong. The actor playing Drachenfels was mad, or worse. His hand went to the hilt of his ceremonial sword. He turned to his friend and felt a knife point at his throat. "Watch the play to its finish, Karl Franz," Oswald said, his tone conversational. "The end is soon." Luitpold jumped from his seat at the Grand Prince. With grace, Oswald stuck out his hand. Karl Franz's heart leaped as the knife flashed, but the Grand Prince simply rapped Luitpold's chin with the hilt. Stunned, the boy fell back onto his chair, his eyes turning up into his head. Karl Franz drew a breath, but the knife was back next to his Adam's apple before he could let it out. Oswald smiled. The audience were torn between the play on the stage and the drama in the Imperial box. Most of them were on their feet. The Countess Emmanuel fell into a dead faint. Huberman, the conductor, had fallen to his knees and was praying fervently. Baron Johann and several others had their swords out, and Matthias levelled a single-shot handgun. "Watch the play to its finish," Oswald said again, prodding his weapon into Karl Franz's flesh. The Emperor felt his own blood soaking into his ruff. No one in the audience made a move. "Watch the play," said Oswald. The audience sat down, settling uneasily. They laid down their weapons. The Emperor felt his own sword being unsheathed and heard it clatter against the wall as it was thrown away. Never had the Empire seen such treachery. Oswald turned Karl Franz's head. The Emperor looked at the figure of the great enchanter who was swelling on the stage, becoming the giant the original Constant Drachenfels must have been. The laughter of an evil god filled the great hall.